Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Just next to the IFC skyscraper and Victoria Harbour, for the past few years, a prime slice of Hong Kong real estate has been left empty to be used as an entertainment venue, hosting temporary events from international art fairs to musical festivals and winter carnivals, a Formula E road race even, and of course, an obligatory giant Ferris wheel. Our Hong Kong bureau chief, James Chambers, went for a stroll along the central harbour front, just as this reclaimed land is about to be auctioned off by the government to the highest bidder.
Summer got off to a colourful start in Hong Kong with the River of Light, a floating 700-metre-long artwork made out of 45,000 streamers, which fluttered in the breeze coming off Victoria Harbour. Families sat in the shade beneath this temporary installation, meditating, taking photos and eating al fresco. While it may have felt like a big occasion during these distanced and downsized COVID times, it was nothing like the type of crowded events that usually take place at Hong Kong's central harbourfront event space, an empty patch of land which can host several large events at the same time. A fairground is perhaps the simplest way to describe the central harbourfront event space. There's even a large Ferris wheel. It's one of the few permanent fixtures on the site, among a revolving list of temporary structures, from stages for music festivals to big tents for Christmas carnivals and grandstand seating for Formula E car races. But compared with your average provincial fairground, and the one notable difference is that the central harbourfront event space just so happens to have a prime waterfront address at the centre of one of the most expensive cities on Earth, located right in front of one of the world's most iconic skylines. Outdoor events, like Hong Kong's biggest music festival, Clock and Flap, take place against a backdrop of international business, with headliners like HSBC, Standard Chartered, and the Mandarin Oriental appearing in lights atop towering commercial buildings. Take a quick look around you, and you will see the IFC skyscraper, City Hall, the headquarters of the Hong Kong government, and China's most prominent military garrison. The land the Central Harbourfront Event Space sits on is a result of a major reclamation project that goes back to the 1990s. It was carried out primarily with underground transport in mind, from building MTR subway stations and airport express links to a huge bypass that takes traffic underneath the centre of Hong Kong. While most of these mega infrastructure projects have now been realised, above ground, the cement has remained empty and undeveloped. A curious sight, particularly when no events are taking place. The Hong Kong government began leasing out the land to a private operator in 2014 as a meanwhile space to host commercial events and entertainment, alongside some community and cultural happenings. Clock and Flap is due to return in November after a two-year hiatus caused by the protests and the pandemic. However, the music festival may soon have to find a new home. After 7 years, the lease on the land is coming up for renewal. And while the government may extend it for another few years, the Central Harbourfront Event Space's days are definitely numbered. One day, this premium fairground will eventually become the centrepiece of the city's new central waterfront. A neighbouring plot of reclaimed land is currently being auctioned off for a new retail and office development in what could become the most expensive land in Hong Kong, if not the world. But until that happens, Hong Kongers will get back to enjoying outdoor events and mixing with crowds at this rarest of rarities, a huge patch of empty space in the heart of Central.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. And our thanks to James Chambers for today's episode. Remember to tune in on Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck, goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.